So here we are on why to make individual grants, and it's really about the impact and how they can be a catalyst for change. When I moved from private practice to an in-house role, I was really blown away by the scope and creativity and true impact that these kinds of programs can have. At the Open Society Foundations, we don't just have scholarships and fellowship programs. We do have those distinct programs. But even in our other program areas that focus largely on organizational grants, those programs have really taken individual grants into their grant-making toolkit because of the impact that they can have on making new leaders, on influencing the societal issues that those programs aim to have impact on. In addition, as you can see on this slide, individual grants can be very versatile and can be used in politically constrained environments we've seen that may make it difficult to make other types of grants because it may be easier in certain circumstances to make the scholarship or to support an internship for a young person who is interested in human rights issues in their home country. It might be easier to make those kinds of grants to that individual rather than to an actual organization. But making hundreds of these kinds of grants a year is a lot of work, and that's what we're going to talk about. So what are some of the framing questions that we ask? We ask whether it's a grant for travel, study, or similar purposes, and we will get into the details of the law regarding those kinds of grants. We're going to ask whether the individual is really performing a service, or is that this really support for his or her benefit, because that'll help to structure the support. Is the grant really to an organization, even though the ultimate recipient is an individual?